Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with Ted Fishman, author of China Inc., and also Shock of Gray. TedCFishman.com. Is that right, Ted?
That's right.
So check it out, folks. You want to follow Ted, you'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Ted, your new book is it on construction or concrete? What's going to be the title?
I think it's going to be on how important the building material sector is to the global economy. You know, we tend to fetishize tech in all of the immaterial parts of the economy, but, you know, so much of everything we do in this world, 80% of the things we pull out of the earth, everything, they go into the places we live in. And sometimes we just don't look around and
people
see
how
important
that
sector
to live.
Is.
That's the thing. You know, they don't necessarily, we're conflating where we work and where we live. The coronavirus has done that. But when coronavirus hit, we didn't leave our homes and go to the office. We left our offices and went to our homes.
And, that's right. And the world is going to double its living and working space in the next 30 years.
Yep. And that's going to happen. And one of the challenges we have, though, and I want to move on to another topic here in a second when you comment on this, but I just built a house. And I'm telling you, one of the challenges we got is craftsmen, finding people to do the work. The material, carbon neutral or not, is not going to be the problem. Getting people to erect these things and build them in a way that will hold together, that's a whole other story. And it is 100% an immigration story.
It is. It's also a technology story. So this cross-laminated material we're talking about, a lot of it is prefabricated, and you can get carpenters to build the whole house. You don't need
that's right. Take it to the next level and erect it. Build them in a factory. So I want to move over though and talk about something else that quickly before we run out of time. I've got to get you to talk about how China is using disorder in the U.S. to their advantage right now.
Yeah. Well, as you know, their economy is picking up quite fast. Their export levels are getting back to normal, geopolitically, strategically, they're showing all kinds of aggression, you know, so much so that we've sent some aircraft carriers into the China Strait.
They're rattling sabers over there, aren't they?
There's a question now of whether we really can contain China, whether we are organized enough, unified enough, have a bipartisan strategy that makes sense against the challenges to our strategic interests. I worry about it. Also, our military alliances are being chipped to pieces so that, you know, because we're so committed to bilateral agreements now with countries, that the multilateral pieces of our strategic position are coming apart.
Well, we're already in World War III from a cyber standpoint. And are you worried about so-called U.S. domicile companies, which really are global companies? Are you worried about them being a little more favorable to China than they are to the United States? We've already seen evidence of this.
Well, you have American consumers boycotting the movie Mulan because it was made in Xinjiang province, where
the Uyghurs are.
Where 2 million people are in detention camps or worse, being maybe forced sterilized or something similar, and where the Disney company thanks the authorities that are sanctioned by our Commerce Department.
Wow. We just need to get the news out, right? I mean, what you're saying is America will respond if we just know what the heck's going on. We just got to have the reporting, the honest reporting, like whether Google or Amazon or Facebook does something to favor China over us. I mean, we last thoughts, Ted, but we cannot be naive about the goal of China to dominate America. Am I right about that? Last thoughts.
No, we certainly can't. You and I have been talking about that for 15 years. I think our worst fears are playing out on some of this stuff. We're not in a hot war with China. I don't think we'll get to that.
Whenever we'll be. Yeah.
But you know, when the NBA apologizes, because a manager supported Hong Kong protesters.
That's a good example. And the reason why I don't watch the NBA. Hey, Ted, good job today. Thank you for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks so
Ted
much.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when he joined us. When he joins us, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.